Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass, as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatments and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
So during the break there, Dylan was actually showing me a little bit of the video, and truth be told, we got a break on that.
Yeah, well, she missed it. I mean, she missed the bucket.
Yeah.
I was down there talking to Coach Husky, and because we're supposed to be shooting two, they gave her the bucket, but hey, we'll take it. We're at their place.
That's so interesting. So it's going to be Mount Holmes ball to start this second quarter, as they're up 14-10 right now. Other than that play, what did you think of that first quarter?
It looked a lot like the Springdale. Mountain Home a little sloppy, unable to shoot the ball.
Rebounding's good.
Yeah, rebounding was really good. And, it's one of those ones where, hey, you know what? We're just going to take what we got right here.
Mitchell with it as we're back underway. Gives it to Yonkers on the right side. Has the ball knocked away and a fight for it. And I believe Nelton's about to come up with a steal just as I say that. Yep, no, they're going to give Nelton a timeout to avoid a jump ball. So, we're going to go ahead and take another break with 7:46 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Nelton 14-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
So Nelton taking their first time out of the night so we're not even 30 seconds into the second quarter. It is a 14-10 Mount Home lead as we're back underway. Here is Collins with it on the right side.
They're going to get foul away from the ball. Yeah, good job by Witten Coleman right there. Being strong, going through the screen. The screener just grabbed a hold of her and tried to pull her down.
Taylor Thomas picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Nelton here in the second quarter. 30 seconds into the period. Lady Bombers with the ball up by four. Mitchell blows by her defender once again. Throws it to Coleman on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything. And the rebound, well.
It's going to be out of bounds.
Yeah, Cunningham tried to. Patterson tried to get the rebound, but she stepped on that baseline. So Mount Home is, had possession of it. So Mount Home's going to have a fresh 35. Wasn't sure if they were going to give that to.
Yeah, it looked like when she caught the ball, she had it on the deal. Now they're going to call a foul on Nettleton as Livy Fossens was trying to get position down there.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to get Patterson with that foul. Make sure. Yep. Kinsley Patterson with her second personal foul, second team foul against the Lady Raiders as she's going to check out of the game.
She's very animated as she comes out of the game
saying,
I got elbowed, and she's throwing elbows. Don't do that too many times with the official. They're going to. They'll not let that go by. Should be a foul.
Patterson was replaced by Franklin. And, it looks like a blocked shot. So Nelson's going to get the ball. And going into the lane for the layup is Caden Hardaway with her first 2 points. Down to a two-point game. 14-12, Lady Bombers with the ball in the lead.
And home going to be tough tonight. They're letting things go down low.
Fossens, she's like going to be going into the lane for the layup. She's going to be fouled from behind. It wouldn't go, so she's going to go back to the free throw line where so far she is 2-for-2 with 4 points.
Good pass there. Jayla came down. A little pick and high pick and roll. Livy did an excellent job. When she rolled straight line down that free throw line extended. Jayla hit her in stride.
Caden Hardaway picks up her second personal foul, third team foul against the Lady Raiders here in the second quarter. Fossens' first free throw, no good. Lake and Moore checking in, replacing Brooklyn Mitchell. Fossens with one more free throw. And looks like if she gets it, she'll take a seat and be replaced by Anna McCarn. Second shot is up. She does get it. So she's going to head to the bench with five. And Anna McCarn will come in for her. So So 15-12, still a one-possession game lead for Mount Tom with a little, as we're a little over a minute into the second period. Collins will walk the ball across the timeline. Mount Tom in a half-court man. Collins will throw it to Hardaway on the right, on the left. She'll give it out to Thomas. Thomas will dribble it toward the free throw line. Out to Hardaway. She's going to dribble to the low block going in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, good take right there, Nettleton. Thomas got her head in front of us, and she went straight to the rim.
Yeah, that's actually Hardaway.
Oh, Hardaway, sorry.
Yeah, she's got four on the night. And now Mount Tom's going to turn it over again as Anderson tries to throw it to Moore, and it goes through her hands and out of bounds.
Yeah, they can put a little bit too much sauce on that. And or they're trying to do the weave there. Mount Home going to drop into a three right here.
Yep. Well, Yonkers trying to go for the steal in the backcourt, but Collins gets by her. Ball goes to Thomas. Mount Home in a 1-3-1, looks like.
Yep.
Ball goes to Collins, back to Thomas. Down to Franklin in the left corner. Back out to Thomas.
Not trying to necessarily get a steal out of this, but trying to just kind of mess their offensive flow up a little bit.
Collins puts up the jumper in the lane, off the backboard, no good. Rebound knocked around and controlled by Hardaway, and the Lady Raiders get a fresh 35. Ball is with Collins. She's going to give it to Hardaway. She's going to put up the three for the lead. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by McCarn.
Anna doing a good job on the defensive boards for the Lady Bombers tonight.
5:39 left to play in the half. Anderson, she's going to put up the three on the right side. Good! Oh,
nice pass there by Jayla. One extra pass, getting us a wide open shot. Way to bury it, Lakin Anderson.
Her first 3 points of the night. Mount Tom's lead back. 18-14 our score with 5:25 left in the half. Hardaway picks up her dribble, gives it to Collins on the right side. And now Nelson's going to call another timeout. We'll break with 5:19. Let's play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Nettleton 18-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
I'm Dr. Nick Souter, the newest member of the team of board-certified surgeons at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm accepting patients at our clinics in Mountain Home and Salem, where I'll be evaluating and treating a broad scope of orthopedic issues. We use the most advanced technologies in both surgical and non-surgical procedures, like hyaluronic acid, PRP, and stem cell injections, all to help you stay active.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
Well, Nettleton taking their second time out of the night with 5:19 left to play in the half.
Yeah, I like the way this flow's going, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Mountain Home's being tough. Nettleton's throwing around some weight and trying to get in Mountain Home's head by being physical. Mountain Home's handling it pretty well so far. We have had some turnovers, but we're doing a really good job.
How much do you think the defensive change went gone to their head?
Well, now we're back to a man. We just made them waste the time out.
Here is Collins. She'll give it to Hardaway. Back to Collins. Now the ball goes into the left corner.
Now we switch back to that 1-3-1.
Yep. Collins with it. Gives it to Hardaway.
It looks like we're going to trap up top. That's a difference than what we've done in the past, and it worked.
As Yonkers gets steal, but then she has her pocket pick going into the lane for the layup. Cunningham with it. Torrey Cunningham, her first 2 points of the night. 18-16, Mountain Home up. 4:51, let's play in the half. Mitchell with it. She's going to pull up for the three on the right side. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Cunningham. Collins will walk it into the front court for Nelson as they look to try to tie or take the lead on this possession. Ball's with Cunningham on the right side. She'll give it back up top to Collins. Down in the left corner to Thomas. Up top to Collins. She's going to dribble down into the lane. For a layup. Hits the bottom of the backboard. No
and
good.
And with the block.
And the rebound's chased down by Thomas. Here's Hardaway with it. She's going to dribble to the lane. Now kicks it back out to Thomas for the three-pointer on the right side. No good. And Yonkers gets the rebound from Mountain Home. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Going coast to coast for the layup. Good!
Yeah, good job, Jayla. She was strong on that defensive rebound for the Lady Bombers. And she just put her head down and said, I'm going to beat everybody up the court, and did that, just exactly that. Walk.
Yonkers with five on the night. And now a stop to play. It's going to be a double dribble. And Mountain Home's going to get the ball back on the turnover.
Libby Fossen's checking in for the Lady Bombers. She's going to replace Lakin Anderson. Good minutes there from Lakin.
And also for Nelton, Kinsley Patterson is going to check back in as she'll replace Jessica Collins.
She got two fouls right now. Let's go at her.
Collins talking with Coach Frisbee. He must have seen some he didn't like there that she did. So here is Yonkers into the front court. Gives it to Mitchell on the right side. Mitchell drills down towards the low block. Throws it out to Yonkers in the left corner. She's going to dribble the ball off her foot and out of bounds, and it's going to be Nelton getting the ball back with 3:43 left in the half.
It's Jayla's fifth turnover so far on the night.
Ouch. 20-16, Lady Bombers up. Hardaway into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Patterson. Back over to Collins. I'm going to start to Hardaway. Tries to throw it down to Fragman. Ball knocked away. They're going to say off of Moore, and it will be Nelton's ball on the baseline with 3:27 left to play in the half. 19 left to shoot. Whitten Coleman checking back in for the Lady Bombers as Jalen Yonkers will take a seat. Thomas will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Throws up top to Hardaway. Over on the right side to Cunningham. Now to Patterson. She has it on the left wing. She tried to throw it down to Thomas. Ball knocked away by McCarn. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. And Nelton will inbound it once again with 12 left on the shot clock.
Good drop there by Anna McCarn getting a hand on the ball.
So Thomas will inbound it once again. Gives it to Patterson. She immediately puts up the jumper on the left side. It won't go. And the rebound's controlled by McCarn.
Good job. Anna McCarn on the boards. I'm telling you, she's doing an excellent job going and high-pointing the ball tonight.
Now Tom with the ball and the four-point lead. Mitchell with it. Throws it to Fossus in the lane. She's going to go in for the layup. It rolls around and falls in.
Livy just took over on Patterson. She just said, you know what, I'm going to make this bucket. And she did.
Seven on the night for Fossus. Mounts home up 22-16, 2:53 left in the half.
Good high-low there, Anna McCarn to Livy Fossus, though.
Absolutely. Cunningham with it. I'm sorry, that's Patterson with it, actually. Walk. And she's called for the travel.
Yeah, we're in her head right now. She didn't know what. She didn't know whether to talk to the officials. She didn't know whether to talk to the coach. We're in her head living rent-free tonight.
2:44 left in the half. Lady Bombers get the ball back, leading by six. Mitchell across the timeline. Throws over to Moore on the left side. Gives it right back there to Mitchell.
Open.
Finds Moore cutting into the lane for the layup off the glass. It won't go. McCarn gets offensive rebound. She'll have the ball shot blocked. And Hardaway comes up with the ball.
Nice set play there. Mountain Home got the shot they wanted. They just missed it.
Wow. And Patterson goes into the lane. She gets the basket and draws a foul. Kinsley Patterson will go to the line for the and-one situation with 2:22 left to play in the half to try to make it a one-possession game. Who'd they give that to? Lakin Moore?
Number two, Brooklyn Mitchell, it looks like.
33, Fossus. Okay, Libby Fossus, okay. Her first personal foul. That's just the first foul of the night for Mountain Home. Patterson gets the free throw. And it is a three-point game now. 22-19, Lady Bombers up with 2:22 left in the half.
Need a good two-minute stretch here, Lady Bombers. Let's stretch this thing out to 6-8.
And
got to reset the shot clock or something?
Yeah, I think so. I think they were a little late getting it started. All right, so I guess they got where they want it. So, so official satisfied. Moore will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into Fossus in the lane. She's going to put up the jumper off the glass. No good. McCartan's there to put it back up. A little strong, and the rebound is controlled, I say, by Nelton for a moment. And I think they're going to get a foul in the they're going to give that to Hannah McCarn. Her first personal foul. Second team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the second quarter.
That's a chip shot there. Anna's going to wish she had that one back.
You know it. Just rushed it a little too much.
Yeah, she was there perfectly on the offside board, though.
Yep. A little 2 minutes left to play in the half. Lady Raiders with the ball trailing by three. Ball goes to Thomas, and she's called for the travel.
Yeah, this 1-3-1 has just got Nelton all discombobulated a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. 1:56 left to play in the half. Again, 22-19 our score. Mitchell walks the ball into the front court. Mitchell dribbles toward the right side. Throws out to Moore. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left. Good!
Wow, nice little set play. Good pass by Brooklyn. Brooklyn took a double screen took the screen off, and then Anna turned right around and screened for Lakin and got her wide open for the pick and pop.
Moore's first 3 points of the night. Mounts home up 25-19. Ball goes down to Thomas in the left corner. She'll give it to Patterson. She has the ball knocked away. Stolen by Mitchell. She's quickly back the other way, going in for the layup. Shot's blocked by Patterson, or are they going to get a foul?
No, they're going to say it's out of bounds.
Well, now the officials are talking, so, yeah, I believe they're going to.
They're going to call a foul.
Oh, my goodness. Woo!
That's Patterson's third.
It is. Fourth team foul against Nettleton. So, with this being a free throw a trip, that means Mount Tom's going to be shooting free throws the rest of this half. Mitchell, her first free throw of the night is up and in. That makes a three-possession lead. Patterson's going to check out of the game as Jessica Collins checks back in.
Yeah, what happened there, Matt? One official had it as she swiped underneath her, but this trail official did an excellent job seeing that she pushed her in the back as she did it and wrapped that arm. Kind of like defensive pass interference when they wrap that arm around.
Yep.
She had that arm spinning around on the back. Good call.
Mitchell gets both free throws. She has six on the night. Mount Holmes up 27-19. 1:10 left to play in the half. Here's Thomas dribbling to the right corner. Tries to throw it down to Collins. Ball goes over her head. Mitchell comes up the steal. She's back the other way for the layup. There rolls
go.
In.
I tell you, Anna McCarn and Whitten Coleman created that turnover. They had an excellent trap down here in the corner. She just threw it over the top. Brooklyn looked like she was shot out of a cannon to go get that ball. Brooklyn's loving the top of this zone. Reminds me of Anna Trusty up there for Greenwood.
Hardaway putting up the three on
good
the left
Anna.
Side. No good. McCarn gets the rebound. Mounts home with another chance to get a shot. About a six-second difference between the shot clock and game clock.
Great job, Anna McCarn, on the defensive board. Hit it, Brooklyn. Let's go.
Mitchell is going to put up the three. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Hardaway.
Love the shot.
Now the shot clock is off.
Love the shot. She was wide open. We're feeling it. Let's keep going with it.
Ball goes to Cunningham. To Thomas. She's going to put up the three on the right side. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Coleman.
Good rebound by Whitten. Mount Holmes doing a great job on the boards out of this 1-3-1.
Mount Holmes up by 10 with 12 seconds left in the half.
Going to hold for one right here.
Yep. Mitchell with it.
Hit it.
Dribbles to the top.
Nope. Yep.
Now she goes to the elbow. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Goes to Coleman. She's going to try for the three to beat the buzzer. Go!
Good job, Brooklyn, getting feet in the paint and kicking it out. Excellent job, Lady Bombers.
And Whitten Coleman with her first 3 points of the night to give Mount Holmes a 13-point advantage going into the locker room. Woo! What a finish to the half.
What a way to end the half right there. That's what you want for Lady Bombers. Got them all messed up on defense and turned that into offense.
It was about a 10-0 run, I believe, to end that.
I believe it was 21. Yeah, 11-0. It was 21-19. Or yeah, 21-19, 22-19.
Yeah, 22-19.
Yeah.
I think is what it was.
Yep.
So that's going to wrap the first half. We're going to come back and start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. Our score, Mountain Home leading Nettleton 32-19. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts.